electric chair from the prison strapped on your back. Jesus is telling you to pick up the thing that will kill you and carry it with me. Because that's what the cross does. It kills you. So there's the cost you have to count if you're going to follow Jesus. You have to make Jesus the number one absolute top priority in your life today, tomorrow, and every single day. You have to forsake your trust and your hope in every earthly thing there is. People, stuff, and everything else. And then you have to carry the cross while you follow Jesus. You have to carry around the means of your own death. And you have to die to yourself. You have to die to your own desires. You have to die to your own wishes. And you have to let those stay dead if you're going to follow Jesus. That's the cost we are called to count. And that cost ultimately is death. But here's the blessing. In that death is our everlasting life. See, you don't have to go looking for that cross to throw on your back and carry it around. Jesus already put it there. When you were baptized, the pastor said something like, receive the cross of Christ upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by the crucified Jesus. The only thing you have to do to pick up your cross every day is wake up in the morning. It's already there. And trace it and remind yourself, I'm carrying this thing. And it has killed my sins and my sinful desires and my trust and hope and reliance on everything in this earth. God gave you the cross in baptism. And at that moment, you know what else he did? He washed away your trust in every earthly thing. He washed away your trust in every earthly thing because at that moment, he killed you. Some people say, I had a near-death experience. You can go on one better and say, I already died. Because Jesus washed me clean from all my earthly attachments and all my earthly reliance and everything in this world. He forsook them all for me because he washed them all off of me. I have died with Jesus in the font, and now I no longer live, but he lives in me. And when Christ lives in you, by virtue of your baptism, you can say, Mom, Dad, I love you. Kids, grandkids, neighbors, I love you with my whole heart. But I love Jesus even more, and I hope you do too. Because here's the truth of the matter. When you get to heaven, who do you want to see first?
Jesus.
Amen to that. Rick says, Jesus. When you get to Jesus, who are you going to... When you get to Jesus, I can't believe my answer. When you get to heaven, who are you going to love most?
Jesus.
When you spend your time in heaven, who do you want to spend it with most?
Jesus.
There you go. Because in heaven, Jesus is our top priority. Because he died with us in the font. We died with him in the grave. He rose for us from the grave, and he will raise us up again to take us to be with him where he is. See, in this life we follow Jesus, and it brings conflict in our family. It means we can't trust in all this stuff we build and accumulate. It means it will eventually kill us carrying this cross. But you know what it means in heaven? When you follow Jesus in heaven,
you'll have life eternity.
You get life that doesn't end. No more. There are no crosses in heaven. Okay? None. And when you follow Jesus in heaven, you have everything. Because what is Jesus becomes yours. New heavens and the new earth, if it exists, it's yours. And it's all yours. And you are blessed beyond imagining. And in heaven, everybody there is your mother and your father and your brother and your sister and your children and your grandchildren. Because Jesus says, whoever loves me and follows me is my mother and my brother and my sister. So yeah, you may lose some things in this life because of your Christian faith. I'll go even further and say you will lose some things in this life because of your Christian faith. Christianity comes with a cost, and Jesus says, count that cost. And every one of our sacrifices should do this. It should make us look to the cross where Jesus paid the highest cost. There's the cost. If you really want to count the cost, if you struggle with that family conflict and you struggle with stuff in this life and you want to know the real cost of Christianity, here it is. Here it's shiny and beautiful and decorated with Latin script and brass and the whole nine yards. But the real one looks like two rough-hewn pieces of wood stained with blood, stuck in the ground to watch somebody die on. And that's what Jesus did. There's the true cross.
He died for our everlasting life, didn't he?
He died for your everlasting life. That is the true cost of your Christian faith. So go ahead and count the cost of your faith. Make Jesus the top priority. Don't trust in your earthly stuff or any earthly people. Forsake all. And then take up that cross and follow Jesus through the trials and struggles and temptations and tribulations of this life. And you will follow him all the way into the life of the world to come, where there are no more trials, where there are no more temptations, where there are no more crosses, only you and Jesus and all the saints in the New Jerusalem forever. Because Jesus paid the cost for you. Praise God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.